Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Excitement abounds. Brazil and Germany scoreless after 6 minutes.
I predict it'll remain scoreless for the next 84.
Yes, but your reputation for being bitter hurts your prediction. Cincinnati beat the Cubs today 4-2. Aren't you anticipating the final?
The final what?
World Cup.
Yes, and then we won't have to talk about it anymore. I honestly tried watching it a little over the weekend. If the U.S. wasn't in it, neither was I.
Yeah, true. Yes. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. If service and price mean something to you, it means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Well, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Q, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. See, I figured something like this would be up your alley because it's an event that you have to anticipate. No? You're not anticipating?
What's that? I'm sorry. I was on the phone with Dave from Sunbury. What was your question?
My question was, I thought this would be an event that's up your alley because you have to anticipate the big event.
What big event?
Cup final.
Oh, that's not a big enough event for me. I mean, it's a big event for the world. I get that. And you know, I think it was Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com had an interesting article last week that, you know, I agree with him. I respect the fact that, you know, the world loves this sport. And I watched it just because the U.S. was in it, and I wanted to see what the world was talking about. Now I've watched it. The U.S. is out of it. I'm not a soccer fan. I don't diss the sport, but I'm not looking forward to the final or anything, and it's not on my must-see list. I just think as Americans, we were interested and decided to take a look at this, but I don't know if it's going to be more than that.
Dave in Sunbury joins us at 800-795-9565. Hi, Dave.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, after what Kevin did to me, I'm not Dave from Sunbury. I'm Dave from Treverton because he said on the mark.
I had a flashback from a couple of hours ago. It happens. It's a sad thing, but it happens.
No, I was busy, so I couldn't call in yesterday. But you were saying about the uniforms and stuff. I called Thursday. He made a suggestion that Kevin was supposed to tell you, but apparently he didn't.
That makes it an average day, Dave.
But you know what it is? You were asking for suggestions?
Yes.
Well, try this on for size. First of all, the game I got in mind is the whiteout against Ohio State.
Okay.
And you know those jerseys they use for uplifting?
Yep.
Use them, and part of the money goes for uplifting.
Well, they're going to do that this week for the blue-white game.
That was a suggestion. That, you know,
that's a good suggestion. I think, though, using the blue-white game ones, I think actual game jersey.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you can do it because it's an actual game versus a scrimmage.
Right, that's true.
You know, I mean, we're talking about NCAA rules, and this is the same group that was talking about bagels and cream cheese, okay?
Well, yeah, and then also, sometimes they let things work out through investigation. Sometimes they don't.
Well, North Carolina is a perfect example. Yep.
You know, but there was two other things real quick. Like, was you saying about the soccer? Well,
yes.
I have a brother who has a disdain for Brazil because of they look like they're getting favorable calls being the home team.
Okay.
So he wants them to lose in the worst way. And now that they made the semifinals, and half of our, you know, the bloodline of our family is from Germany, so, and the other half was Ireland, so.
There you go.
I think he'd really, really whoop it up about that one.
There you go.
You know,
and ethnicity is something that helps drive the World Cup, as far as I'm concerned, in this country. It helped drive the sport of soccer. It helped drive the sport of soccer in this country for a long time, ethnicity. And I think that that certainly is definitely a reason why people are going to watch.
Well, another thing is, to be honest, Steve, is that there's a soccer league for the youth, right? Sort of
yes.
like Ivy League football, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And over in Norrie, they have a couple of fields where the youngsters get to play.
Right, AYSO soccer, right.
So I said, you know, and he goes over and watches his grandchildren play.
Yeah, that's that, and that's fun. That, I think that's great. And as long as he's fun, I mean, I don't want it so the parents are taking home game film and breaking it down with their kids.
Well, I when you said that about the deal about...
I don't know anybody
all
that
I
does
thought
that.
Of. Well, I wonder where Kevin is. Is he in his bunker?
I don't know anybody that does that.
I'll hang up
he
and listen. And you guys have a great time.
Thanks, you Dave. Too, Dave. Thanks, Dave. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565.
You know, I made that comment about, you know, that we as a nation were interested in soccer because, you know, the world was kind of there and everybody was talking about it. So we kind of watched it because we're Americans and we watched it for that reason. Now I don't really care about it. Jason said, what if somebody said that about IndyCar? I said, they do on a daily basis. It was like, okay, IndyCar's in our backyard. I'll watch it now. Okay, I'm done with it now. But that's okay to me. That's all right. If you get into it, great. If you don't, that's fine. I have no problem with people that are into soccer. I think it's great. To me, for me personally, there's just not enough scoring. There's plenty of ball movement. There's plenty of action. There's just not enough scoring in it for me. I mean, that's why up until about 3 years ago, and you and I have talked about this many times, up until
14th minute, 1-0 Germany.
Oh, there is a score. But up until about 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, I couldn't watch an NHL game. It just... there wasn't enough scoring in it. Now I think they've made some changes to the game to make it a lot more exciting.
Not enough scoring?
No, in hockey.
Yeah.
I don't think there was at one point until they made the until they got rid of the, what was it, the two-line pass.
Two-line pass, yeah.
Yeah, when they got rid of that, that made it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really changed the pace of the game a little bit.
Yeah, last night the Cardinals played the Pirates in what was, I thought, a wonderful game to watch. A great pitcher's duel between a legitimate ace in Adam Wainwright and a guy who has fabulous stuff but always seems to have the bad inning that derails him, Charlie Morton. And Charlie Morton matched Adam Wainwright pitch for pitch for pitch for pitch last night for 7 innings. And then in the top of the eighth inning, the Pirates were able to load the bases. Wainwright was out. They loaded the bases against Freeman. But they had two outs. And guess which spot was due up? Charlie Morton's spot. Morton had thrown 84 pitches in the ballgame. It's a scoreless game. Clint Hurdle did the right thing, which I absolutely agreed with. He pinch hit for Morton with Gregory Polanco. It turned out Polanco struck out. Now, just because it didn't work doesn't mean I didn't agree with it, because ahead of time I thought, this is the right time to pinch hit. It's 84 pitches. There's no guarantee as to where you're going to get pitches 86 through 100 out of them. But that was a low score. And Matt Adams of Phillipsburg Osceola here, Matt Adams won it with a two-run homer in the ninth inning. 2-0 was the final. I mean, there's a game with no scoring that was exciting to watch.
I don't know. Even low scoring baseball games, I'm not overly excited about. I guess I don't know. Maybe I'm unique this way. Well, but maybe I'm really unusual this way.
I like games where there's stuff going on. The NBA goes 120 to 115, and you don't like the NBA either.
That's for a different reason, and you know that well as anybody. I just hate the individuality of the NBA. But I guess if you get into a real good pitcher's duel, then a low-scoring baseball game's okay to me. If they're making great plays in the field, yeah.
Let's be honest. You like FanFest. Thank God for FanFest. That's what you like. The free stuff, the beanbag into the clown's mouth, the whole thing. That's your bag. That's your baby. FanFest. August. Why do we love August? Because nobody's lost yet. Okay? You love August. Nobody's lost yet. I can't wait to get to the end of August.
You can't wait to get it going. I understand that. But my question at 800...
The game... See, one of the great things that happened with me professionally, right? I don't care if it's minor league baseball. That's irrelevant to me. But it was when the spike started in 2006. Suddenly now, in June, July, and August, I had games to announce. Juices flow.
Sure.
Okay? They're gonna start a six-game homestand tomorrow night here. Can't wait to get over there and do it. Can't. All right? Because it's a game. It's part of it. No. People, I love tailgating. I'm glad you love tailgating. That's great. To me, it's still the game. And it doesn't matter. My opinion's going to be different than yours and other people, because a lot of people enjoy the anticipation of it. That's one of the reasons a show like this thrives. We may go back and look back on Monday at Saturday's game or Friday night's game, right? We'll do that. But then around somewhere in the middle of Tuesday's show on into Wednesday, we start building up to the next game, right? And it's that build-up is a big part of the show. Penn State's going to play Ohio State. Let's get ready for the game. Let's get Mark Brennan on from Fight On State. Let's get Jack Hamm on the show. Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State. Let's get him on. James Franklin's show is going to be Thursday night. So build-up, 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 okay? But I'll tell you right now, when toe meets leather... That's when I kick the gear. That's when, to me, it becomes exciting. That when finally that moment comes where we start seeing the passion play out in front of us. You enjoy beanbag into clown's mouth.
That's all part of it. It's not. It's all part of the experience to me. But my question is this, and feel free to chime in at 800-795-9565. Do you take part in all the festivities or just the game? And my second question would be, would you rather watch a game that is a scoreless tie, or would you rather watch a game that has scoring all over the place, whether it be touchdowns or whether it be, you know, lots of home runs or lots of runs being scored?
Well,
which do you rather?
Don't say scoreless tie. Say low scoring.
All right, low scoring. All right, 1-0, you know, a scoreless tie going into the ninth, something like that. Because I think some scoreless tie, like baseball, I could see a scoreless game being exciting. I can't see a scoreless football game being exciting as much.
Game 7, 1991 World Series, John Smoltz against Jack Morris, scoreless going to the 10th inning. Okay. Everything on the table.
That's exciting. I'll give you that. But a scoreless football game, is that as exciting in the fourth quarter?
I did a 6-4 game between Penn State and Iowa once. It was epic.
Epic which way?
Oh, it was epic.
That's what I mean. Epic which way?
It was 2004. I admit that there were two broadcasters that walked out of the booth confused. Totally confused. I mean, Kirk Ferentz punted, right? I mean, Kirk Ferentz deliberately took a safety and free kicked to make it 6-4, knowing a field goal can beat him. That was different. I love how this is what I love, that every game takes on its own personality. And I think it's one of the things that fascinates fans. Every game takes on its own personality. A low-scoring game can be extremely exciting depending on how it plays out, the stakes involved, and so forth. A high-scoring wild game also can bring with it, in a different personality, a level of excitement to it that is fabulous. And it's the personality of the game that plays out and how it plays out that I find to be the most fascinating thing out of all of this. And I think is great, because every game takes on its own personality. The beanbag into the clown's mouth does the same thing every time. You're disgusted. You're now realizing no. I might be right.
No, no, because I, the stuff that goes on outside the stadium, or outside the track, is all part of it.
If you want, stop by the Molar tailgate. We'll give you some free stuff. Okay, we'll make you feel better.
But that's it, right there. Part of it. Tailgating is part of the entire experience, as you like to put it. That's part of the throwing the beanbag in the clown's mouth, as you like to word it. That's all part of the whole experience. Now, you look at things a little differently because you don't get a chance to do that as much.
Even when I have gone to games, okay? Okay, the last Red Sox game I went to was in 2012 at Fenway Park. I had a speaking engagement in Boston. Remember, before the game, I went over to the Prudential Center, kind of, poked around a little bit. Then I went over and met my son, Dan. And the two of us met, and we had, got something to eat right away and then went in. Now, did we take part in any of the fan fest? Although, I got to tell you one funny thing. The Red Sox World Series video. There is an usher outside who wears a military helmet. And he sells programs. And in the World Series video, he is featured before each game at Fenway Park. Right? And we're walking up, and I see the guy, and I'm with Dan, right? And all I said was, hey, you look terrific in the World Series video. That's all I said to him. He looks at me and goes, you want my autograph? You know what my wisecracking son said?
I can only imagine.
Want his? He goes, and he said, who's he? And so Dan told him what I did. He goes, yeah. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Did you trade an autograph then? Because technically, that would be considered a collector's item at both sides. So,
I didn't want an autograph.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You were great in the video.
That's all I said to him. Hey, you were great in the video. That's all I got. I was just trying to be nice. But I don't want him signing anything. Unless it's a check over to me.
That's an autograph you want to see.
Okay. But he ended up getting one. So, all right. Nah. Which was very nice. It was a nice little compliment. That's good. All right. Time to take a break. Kevin's, you know what? You know what we're going to do? When I come in on August 18th, right? I may bring a gift, like a beanbag thing you can throw into the clown's mouth. That way, like, every day you can feel like you're just anticipating everything.
I thought you were going to say you were going to give me your autograph. I was going to say I already have that.
Oh, God. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
All right, Germany has just scored again.
It's a plethora of goals.
Yeah, but you know what? You're talking about Brazil and its home pitch. I mean, it's all Germany. It's 4-0. 4-0 Germany. They are crushing them. I mean, it is over. Brazil's run is over, and they're not even into halftime yet. Wow.
I bet that's one silent stadium.
I mean, look, the whole thing was predicated on the home team winning. The home team ain't going to win. They're done. D-O-N-E.
Isn't that three goals in about 3 minutes?
Yep.
Wow.
They look confused and befuddled. It's like you watching 7-on-7 tape.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, thanks to Jeff Rice of 24/7 Sports for being on with us today to talk about Penn State football, a little bit of basketball as well, but mostly Penn State football. Lift for Life is coming up this week at Penn State. It's going to be Saturday from 11 to 1. Coming up tomorrow, Mike Poorman, StateCollege.com. And Mike will be talking about the search for a new Penn State athletic director. That'll be on tomorrow's show. Today's show is being brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Service and price mean everything to them. Why? Because they know it means everything to you. The Kratzers have served the Valley for more than 50 years. That's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, a.k.a. the Chateau, boys and girls. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Germany now a 5-0 on Brazil. I can see television sets across America saying, okay, what is on Judge Judy today? All right. That's just... In Brazil, this is considered to be a disaster. Cutting down the rainforest would be less painful. All those people who tossed the beanbag...
They're going back out to toss the beanbag is what they're left the stadium.
into the piranha's mouth. You have to adopt it to whatever country. Okay. Ups feel that that's the highlight of the day.
They left the stadium and they are out, hanging out outside now. I mean, 5-0. That's like a 30-0 halftime lead in football.
Absolutely.
In American football, sorry.
Oh, I mean, I'm announcing for Germany right now. My feet are up. I mean, we're just loving life. It's good. They're just firing shots left and right. Okay. I think anybody who is into what's going on with the World Cup, I think that's fabulous. You know, and that's what I talked about last week. I get sick and tired of hearing the, well, I'm sorry, hockey guy, but soccer is just, you know, more people are like, I'm sorry about, you know, to baseball guy. Soccer, just they play it in 90 minutes or no commercials, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? I always laugh when I hear there are no commercials on a show where they break it up all the time with commercials. Colin Cowherd. They love it because it's 90 minutes. There's no commercials. Okay, and exactly what was that you did at 15 after the hour? You took a commercial. Come on. It's what makes this industry run. All right? It's what makes the industry run. I mean, would you love to go to a Penn State football game and not have there been any commercials? Yeah, but guess what? You know, one of the reasons that you have what you have are because of the commercial breaks. Nothing wrong with that. And just, you know, I mean, I always laugh when I hear that. But one of the big reasons why, you know, I said, but we'll come back. One of the reasons that people, you know, that young people love soccer on TV is because there are no commercials. We'll come back and talk about that after this.
More in a moment.
Wait, you have to stop because of commercials? Really? It's, you know, now let's face it. It's one of the intriguing things about hockey overtime. Hockey overtime is intriguing because of the fact that one shot wins it. So there's the whole ball of wax there. But also, there are no commercials in overtime either. You just keep playing. But it's because of the commercials you know that they are able to pay the rights fees that they do. And we talk about in college sports. I mean, as I pointed out last week, this is where Mark Emmert absolutely got on the witness stand and just is the worst example he's a guy you can't have on the witness stand. Why? Because he gets up there and tries to talk above the crowd and tries to ivory tower it. Yo, dog, can't do that. Lay it out in no uncertain terms. You know why the Rose Bowl is sponsored by Vizio and they stand in front of it? Okay, they stand in front of it because we take that money from Vizio, and that money then goes to the schools, which then in turn goes to pay for your field hockey program, your wrestling program, your baseball program, your women's soccer program. Title IX is an unfunded mandate. We have to figure out various ways to pay for it because the scholarship for a wrestler, a full scholarship for a wrestler, is the exact same amount as the full scholarship for the football and the men's basketball player. So we have to come up, and the money brought in by wrestling doesn't, okay, went left to its own devices. I said, you'd have to cut it. So this is what we do. We take corporate partners that pour money in. Their name appears on the schedule card. Okay? So commercialism, you know, it's easy to knock commercialism. We will not knock commercialism. I can tell you that right now. We won't knock. Are you kidding me? I am more than happy on Monday to talk about our sponsor. I am thrilled beyond words on Tuesday to talk about Kratzer Insurance. I am thrilled beyond words on Friday to talk about Brewers Outlet. I'm thrilled every day to talk about the Sunbury Motor Studio. That's what makes us run. That's what opens up our forum here to talk to you and have fun for 2 hours a day with you and try to make it as interesting and thoughtful as possible or entertaining as possible. Okay? That's what opens it up. That's why I love when I hear other media people talk about, well, soccer, no commercials. Hey, don't knock it. Hey, it's what makes us in this medium run. We have Paul Page on last week. They were debating at the Indy 500, probably at Pocono, too. Kevin had sent me a great text at Pocono.
They were. I could hear it.
Wonder if Paul... Well, I was listening to some of it. I listened to some of it on the radio Sunday. Had to make a run over to Home Depot for some stuff, and I was listening to the race. And listening to Paul, you could tell, you know, where do we put the commercial in? You usually do it when there's a wreck or a yellow. And there's no place to put it. Still have to put it somewhere. You know, baseball has enough natural breaks in it because of in-between innings. Of course, football, you build them in. I mean, don't laugh. Why do you think the two-minute warning was created in the 60s? The two-minute warning was created in the 60s, right, which is now an accepted part of professional football. It's not in college football. But in professional football, the reason it was put in was for commercials. That's why the two-minute warning was put in. You're stunned.
No, I knew that, actually.
Well, then join in on the conversation. Stop watching.
You figured you were talking to the listeners.
Stop watching your kid's 7-on-7 tape. He's not participating. That's why all this analysis of soccer, and I hear this stuff, and you're sitting there like, okay, what, we're going to knock commercials here? We're going to knock stoppages in games because of... why do you think ESPN... I've heard people praise ESPN's hour-and-a-half pre-match, right? Do you know why it's an hour-and-a-half?
Because that's where they have to get in all their commercials to pay for what they've
done. Exactly! Exactly. That's where they have to put the commercials in. That's why it's an hour and a half. Uh-oh, 1 minute extra time. This can't be good for Brazil. That's 1 extra minute they have to stay out there in this on-field carnage.
I'm glad you mentioned that, though, because I want to discuss this a little bit. And maybe you know the answer. Maybe somebody listening knows the answer. It confuses me to no end how they determine additional time at the end of a half or at the end of the game. Stoppage time is what it's called. If you listen, there was a minute of stoppage time at the end of the U.S. extra time, and only a minute at the end of that U.S. Right. game. And I saw the right. coach complaining and saying words that you're not supposed to be able to say on television that came over the ESPN mics. That there was only 1 extra minute. Do they count celebration time after a goal in that extra time? I mean, every time the ball's out of bounds, it's supposed to start a stoppage clock. How can you have 1 minute when you have so many goals being scored and there's only 1 minute of extra time?
Well, most of the times it's like 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Like 3 to 5. A lot of that's for injuries.
But, I mean, doesn't the celebration time count, too?
Not too much.
Interesting.
Not too much. It's mostly injury timeout, you know?
So if you're smart and you have a 1-0 lead in extra time, and you've just scored the one, you know, the goal to make it 1-0, you're going to sit out there and celebrate for a good 5 minutes to try and eat up
clock? I'm exaggerating. They stop the game for that. But it's only marginal. It's only marginal.
Wow. I just find it amazing that, you know, in a game where there's a lot, where there's obviously a lot of out of bounds, there's only 1 minute of stoppage time. I mean, maybe that's normal. I don't know.
Well, if you go through a half relatively clean in terms of injuries or stoppage like that, it's only going to be a minute.
Steve, what's the score of this game? 4-0? 5-0?
5.
8-0? 5-0?
You mean 5.
5-0, and there's only 1 minute of stoppage time? The Germans must not be celebrating much.
I'm saying, but most of the stoppage time deals with injuries. guys laying on the field, even if they stay in the match, that's part of stoppage time.
And now here's
everything deals with injuries and players down. That's where stoppage time comes from.
Okay, now I understand that now. But here's my question. As someone new to the sport, and I am honestly very new to the sport, I don't understand why you would want something like stoppage time, which is something that the fan and the coaches can't see, something that's determined on the field. Why wouldn't you just stop the clock and restart it? So this way there's no controversy on how much stoppage time there should be. I never understood that with soccer. Why not just stop the clock? Why have the officials keep the stoppage time in some secret bunker underneath the center line? I mean, I just don't understand it. Why not be upfront about it?
Because the timekeeper starts the clock at the beginning and then goes home.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What, does he go get a drink? Does he go get dinner?
Try to make it as uncomplicated as possible.
I mean, they pay a guy at football games and hockey games and NBA games to stop the clock. Can't we pay somebody in soccer to stop the clock? Do we really have to have stoppage time kept by some official where nobody knows where he is on the field?
Hey, don't look at me. I don't know.
I'm just saying, am I off base on this? But it just seems strange to me. And it does. It seems fishy.
You keep bringing an American standard to the sport. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What am I thinking?
Stupid me. I got criticized the other day because I, quote, didn't get it when I said they went 0-2 and won their last three. I'm sorry. That's an F-A-C-T. That's a fact. They went 0-2 and won last three. I didn't make it up to make my point. They went 0-2-1. It's a fact. They were winless in their last three. If the Steelers are winless in three, they're surrounding Mike Tomlin's house. All right, we'll come back. Wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. That was it.
Blitzkrieg Bob? I thought that was pretty good, actually.
That's terrific. I feel better for Sean Carey's idea.
That was his idea.
I thought that was terrific. That was awesome. That was what radio's all about.
In regards to the halftime score of the Brazil-German match.
5-0.
Nil.
Brazil, gone.
Gone.
Yeah, they're done.
Well, I mean, there is a chance that they could score 5 goals, and this could be an epic game.
Yes, there's also a chance that we're going to have an 8.7 earthquake in Selins Grove, but not going to happen either. Yeah. Okay?
Had a 1 several years ago. But
I said 8.7.
Yeah, I was going to say, but it wasn't an 8.
8.7, big dog. I mean, just awful.
Now, can you imagine if the United States were in this game, though? I mean, can you imagine? The viewing parties that they had across the country were just amazing when the U.S. was
there. Well, yeah, they would. Sure would. It would be amazing to see. And again, it's because the front of the jersey would be garnering the excitement. Okay, the bottom line is, when Kansas City FC, whatever they want to call it this month, faces Philadelphia, the juice isn't going to be there. Okay, that's the bottom line. The TV ratings are not going to be there. The big test for soccer to me is going to be the next two World Cups, where if there's some sort of sustainability and growth, will soccer fans be willing to sit there at 4:30 in the morning and watch the game live as it's played out in Russia? And not only that, not on ESPN, but on FS1.
I think the biggest issue, though, that the United States team has right now as far as getting interest in soccer. Well, besides that, I'm just saying.
Besides that, that's the big part.
But this is why I don't think it carries over to Major League Soccer. It's because a lot of these guys are playing in the Premier League. They're not playing in Major League Soccer. Am I wrong about that?
11 play in the MLS.
But the guys, every name that I heard, I swear every one of them played in the Premier League.
Yeah, they played in the Premier League, which is good because the Premier League's on here now. All right? It's on here now.
But that's why I don't think it translates over to MLS. I think it might translate to Premier League, but I don't think it'll translate to MLS.
Right.
I guess, does Dempsey play in the United States?
No.
Is he in the MLS too? Or in the Premier League as well?
Yeah. So, and Tim Howard plays in the Premier League. He's with Everton, I think.
He's with Everton, right.
Yeah, so. You know, so for Brazilian fans, there are a lot of disparaging things being said in Portuguese right now. All right. Things I heard my grandparents. When I was a kid, I'm half Portuguese. Okay, so my mother was all Portuguese, and my grandparents once in a while would get into an argument, and they'd argue in Portuguese, and we'd just sit there and like, ooh. There are moments it can be a violent language.
I can imagine.
Oh,
and by the way, I just looked it up. The Seattle Founders FC, that's who Dempsey plays for, and they are in MLS, I believe.
Oh, Seattle Sounders.
Yes, the Sounders.
Should be the Sounders. They average 41,000 per.
Yes, the Seattle Sounders FC.
Football club. In the Pacific Northwest, this sport is as hot as it gets in this country and into Canada. Vancouver Whitecaps, the Seattle Sounders, the Portland Timbers all draw extremely well. And again, I think that's terrific. Again, we're not here trying to put down the sport, but I also want to make sure you have to understand there's a standard for it too. They went 0-2-1 in their last three. Okay? I'm sorry. There's no sport that I can think of. Okay? The Red Sox just played the Cubs. They had the same winning percentage for three games. Nobody in Boston hugged each other and said we made progress. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Crotzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Crotzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, we bid you a fair farewell for the day.